This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And that was Lou Dlamini, Ethi Khumbula Uthando. As I've said before, that we will be having her on this particular hour where we say hashtag Kibele Qongeni, hashtag the stage is yours. If you want to know who's Lou Dlamini, I think this is the right time to relax and listen intensively, because Lou Dlamini is a product of the esteemed Inanda Seminary, and Lou Dlamini moved to Johannesburg and enrolled at Fuba Arts College to study music. Soon she was in Kamuzu's band, and then Aliket Brenda Fassi. At the same time, she was acting as Zanele in Zakhele. I think that was on SABC 3, which was a TV youth series equivalent to the American Fame. This was followed by a 10-year stint in the band of Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse. With this band, Lou toured all over the world, opened for Eric Clapton in Swaziland and Mozambique, toured Germany with a London-based Ghanaian band called Osibisa, and toured with Al Jarreau in South Africa, and gained vast amounts of experience on stage as well as in the recording studio. When her scheduled with Hot Sticks allowed, she would also work with Sankomota and Mango Grooves, amongst others, whilst she was a backing singer for South Africa's late world-renowned icon trombonist Jonas Ngwangwa, whose band was a resident band for Mnet's Dali Tambo's Night Moves. She backed Mike Hacknall of Simple Red, as well as Grace Jones. Frequent touring with Hot Sticks in Europe, Americas, and England, fostered in her health patriotic favor, which led to a period running cultural exchange programs with ongoing under the auspice of her artistic outreach program, Arts Knows No Boundaries. In 2010, Aaron Osrin of Digital Cupboard introduced Lou to the world-renowned guitarist Steve Newman, and they immediately decided to work together in the studio. They culminated in the Jikanelanga project, which produced a CD that must still rank as one of the most beautiful world music albums. The call of the KwaZulu-Natal South Coast, where she grew up, was too strong. She relocated to KwaZulu-Natal in 2012, where she started as a partner at the Headroom Studio through her Arts Knows No Boundaries outreach, and took music to schools whilst introducing traditional instruments such as umakhweyana, istolotolo, and tabla. In 2016, Lou released the CD Ulimi Lami to critical acclaim. This album is being used as a reference material by UNISA in a course called African Composition. In 2020, she released a single titled Umzansi. At present, Lou is busy in the studio working on a follow-up album. Mam Lou.
Yebo.
Unjani?
Ngiyaphila
ngixolise la ekuqaleni ngithe ngiyafunda because ibhayo yakho yinde. I missed one line, ngangaboni ukuthi sengilaphi, but it's very interesting, and I think kuningi okubhalwe la okuhle okubhalwe ngawe. Please share with us where it all began and how it began.
It began at home, Dogozo. I was born in a family that loved to sing. a yes. family that prayed together, kala, ngoba that's where we start, you know.
Yes.
Man tangana njalo ebusuku nithandaza then nicule. So I thought every family does that, and that's where it all started. And because of the apartheid, each and every institution yemfundo engike ngangena kuyona bengisheshe ngiphume kuyona because there wouldn't be any funds for me to pay, yabona, imali to pay the funds ukuthi ngikwazi ukuqhubeka. So music absorbed me. Can you feel the wind that is outside in the weather?
I can hear you. I can hear you properly. But
can
I know
you hear me? It's so windy outside. I hope everyone is safe, you know?
Yes, yes. Yes.
I couldn't go on with my education, but music absorbed me.
Mm.
You know, music was became my school. And each and everyone that I started working with, I took it as a school assignment and made sure that until today, I also have my own outreach where I can make people abangakwazi ukuthi baqhubeke ngento ebazifisayo empilweni, at least bayuse music as a platform that can take them somewhere in life.
So Ma, I think you've mentioned that you've worked with so many people. So I want to know, how was the feeling? Because in your bio, kubhalwe like people like Algero, Hot Sticks Mabuse, and many more. So how was the feeling working with such big names, you know, coming down from the South Coast? You know, I know we always say we're coming from the rural areas, you know, but how was the feeling?
You know, when I was growing up, when you get out of your home, you found Huti South Africa becomes a bigger family for you, you know, where everyone you meet is always willing to show you the right way because they knew Huti, we don't have a lot of opportunities for a black child. So the feeling, but we're feeling the excitement at the same time. It was you wonder in life there are so many things that you can learn from outside your own home, you see. And that babula nendlela yokuthi ngibone ukuthi we have so many cultures in this country, you know. And it's a thing ekumele sizipride ngayo because you learn every day. So angeke ukwazi ukuba isidomu uSouth African because there is always something to learn. If you are a Zulu-speaking person, there is always Xhosa, there is Sotho, there is Tswana, there is Xitsonga, there is Shangaan. There is something new to learn every day about yourself because it's still a part of you. So working with such big names was also a school for me. You know, it was a continuity, your self-finding.
I must say, I have a quick question because if you said it was another way of self-funding, we started, before we got to the interview, we started Kumbuluthando. Tell me, on this album, Ulimi Lami, was it where you wanted to share the self-funding within the experience and the knowledge that you've acquired through the journey of music and life as well?
Yes, it is. In life, I actually found out ukuthi umlomo wethu is very strong. Things that we say with our tongues. So I had to think of where do I come from? Where do I want to go to? But before I go wherever I want to go, ulimi lami lona. Do I project na lendo le a wish mina ne wish ngibona yenzeka around? Because as South African children, we were so lucky. When I was growing up, the world was looking at us, you know, going through whatever we were going through because of apartheid, but the world felt sympathy for us. They felt we are the children that needed to be given a chance, that needed to be given a platform, and that we were groomed to actually tell our stories the way exactly they are. ushukuthi in South Africa, this is what we going through. And what are our wishes? Our wishes is for a South Africa that caters for all its children, a South Africa that makes so good it grooms and it loves equally umuntu own South African. You understand?
Yes.
And so ulimi lami was actually that. Ngikhumbula uthando ukuthi uthando unganyamezeli. When things are like that, you know, because thina, when we were growing up, we had nothing to give each other but love. That's all we had.
Please allow me to play this song after the right now, Walking. And could you please share, before I even play this song, what is it meant and what message were you trying to share here?
Walking is a song by Seed Kitchen. When I got to Durban, I actually met a lot of musicians that were active during the times when we were fighting for liberation and making sure that all children of South Africa are treated in the same way. So Seed Kitchen was one of those musicians, and he was a good writer. And listening to that song, it just touched me. And as I got to Durban, he was very sick, you know. And listening to his music, I thought, you know, we're missing out on a lot of opportunities when people are still alive. We don't really put them in platforms where they are known by everybody else. So I thought I'd cover this song so that, and I covered it when he was already dead. I think he was just a few months, just a few months after he had passed on, and I covered the song. And when I sang the song, it felt like it's him talking to his daughter, saying, "My child, don't worry. Wherever I am, I'll keep walking with you."
Wow. Ma, we still have some more talk with you. I'll just play this one. Just, you know, for Seed Kitchen, let's just play it and also take the message. And see 2014.
Thank you.
It's like a movie that I had rerunning on my mind. Something I can turn to when I'm lost and can be found. Memory of a time I was in you. To the pieces that were left lying on the floor, put them all together, then I hung them behind my door. Remnants from a time I once knew. Hey, how you are. All the while I just make believe with the face and the glass. Oh my, see their lives in silence. I fell down and upon my knee, but I got up to dance with the sound of a million voices in the distance calling. Oh, we're in the humble now. I go walking. Wherever I may roam, you'll be there with me in the corner of my heart. Someone I can tend to when I'm lost and torn apart. Memory of a time I once knew. Hey, how you are. And whoever I may know, you'll be there with me lovely skin, tattooed on my mind, the hazy state I'm in, memory of a time I once seen you. Hey, 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 hey. Another one that just make believe with a face and a glass. One my secret lies in silence. I fell down and I bumped my knee, but I got up to dance with the sound of a million voices in the distance calling. Oh, we don't get humble now. Walking. Oh, me nagi humble now way, be humble now way. Hey, we go walking. It's all clear to me now. It's like a footprint in the history of my life. Something I can tend to when I'm lost and full of strife. Remnants from a time I once knew. Ah, here I live. And I made it all on my own. I took the pieces there were left lying on the floor. I gave them wings to fly. And they took off on the door. Remnants from a time I once knew. Yeah, I belong. But all the while it just made believe with a face and a glass. One might see their lies in silence. I fell down and I bumped my knee. Sound of a million voices in the distance calling. Oh, we don't get humble now. I go walking.
You're listening to,
you know what's up,
MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
It is MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. You are listening to MUT Radio. And the name of the show is Timeless Music. And you haven't missed out a lot because we still have Mamlu on the line. Mamlu, usakhona?
Ayisasekhona, ntokozo.
Wow, what a lovely song. I think I still remember on the launch, the day of the launch of this album, because it happens with ngangikhona nami.
Yebo.
And I could still remember the sounds, the audience, you know, cheering up on this song, you know. Thank you so much to release such, I don't know, I'm speechless about the music, you know. I don't know. But
oh, thank you, Ntokozo.
Yeah. Askube, and I want to know, the time you came back from Joburg to KZN, you started something so beautiful, and I think it's something maybe that you've always wanted to do or to give back to the community with. You started an initiative, Arts Knows No Boundaries, and you were taking music to schools. But I want to know, what gave birth to that?
Hey, what gave birth to is coming back home was not an easy decision for me to make. Because I had to think, well, what am I actually going to do when I go back? When you are in Johannesburg, you always look at Durban and think, as a musician, because there are no establishments as such in Durban. Okay, there were no. Right now, it's much better. There are things, there are places that you can go to. And then there was nothing. You know, it was, Durban was so segregated. The transport, like right now, there's still a problem with transport. People in Umlazi and Gwamash, as much as they would love to come and see the shows in town, they're still having the same problems, the transport.
Mm.
You see, so when I got back, I had to think of ways of like reaching everywhere and like give, just to give hope. It was a way of giving hope and making sure people understand that it's not over yet. It's not yet Uhuru. We still have a long way to go. We still have a lot to learn. We still have a lot to teach each other futhi. So it was just a learning process for me, kakhulukazi, learning about my province, learning about my people, trying to create new audiences for myself and making sure that for the first time, let me listen to myself. The child that is in the street in KZN is actually a child that I used to be a long time ago. Let me find out what are they going through now. Is it different from what we went through, Tina, during the times, the apartheid? Because, Tina, we understand. So, man, free South Africa, what is happening? What gives joy to a South African child? So, At Knows No Boundaries was birthed from ukukhalela, ukuhambisa lento nami engiphushayo to the ones who are in the townships, in the rural areas, and so that nabo bezozibonela iphathi yabo when they grow up, if they have ama misfortunes anjengami ukuthi bangakwazi ukuqeda isikole, but bazi ukuthi they have a home in music.
Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. And I must say, because I've once experienced going with you in schools, and I've seen how it has impacted the youth, most musicians, especially now the others have relocated to Johannesburg. But we always laugh and have a huge smile when we meet and say, if it wasn't for the outreach, we wouldn't have known these guys. Because as much as we use social media, but I think there's seeing an artist alive, it's really a fulfilling moment, and also a moment to capture that you will forever share with your kids and children or your spouse or anyone that you love the most.
Exactly. And we got to meet a lot of young artists too, because we're not just taking ourselves and our own music. We were also taking new artists, and says Sakuluma ne UKZN, Uti, they are last year students in music. Can you introduce them to these new audiences? So that's how Sahamba no all the terms there, a lot of, I met a lot of young artists, also we met a lot of young artists through e outreach, and schools were really happy to see with Haibo, and we have young stars amongst ourselves, and babone nama traditional instruments again, and nama guitars, nama bass guitars, gladi into zawo, and then they'll sing Haibo. Kanti an African instrument also ingakwazi ukuthi ingene ku conventional instruments izwakale futhi kahle. So nje it's been a journey engibonga umdali ngayo. And now Ntokozo, you contributed a lot to that. You must always know that you contributed a lot ekule outreach, you know.
Yes.
Just showing yourself as a young person who is or you understand that you're technical. Nama musicians, they learn from you on the road. Ukuthi ayibo awuvelunge ne staging iampions wakanje nokuthi, so there's a lot that you get to learn ngento ye outreach, you know.
Yeah, woman. Thank you so much. I think you also touched on the indigenous traditional instruments. So I think you are the first one who I really saw playing umakwaya. And I've seen you even collaborating with different instruments, such as tablas, with the band. I wanted to know the challenges and the difficulties with that comes with the indigenous instrument, infusing with the instruments that we know. Do maybe tapa khona la owa kwaba khona nema challenges and ikhona yini indlela elula yokwenza ukuthi lama instrument akwazi ukuhlangana.
There is always challenges when it comes to my instruments we're seeing to, because my instruments are intimate kakhulu. Awajwayelekanga ukuthi amayikheke. So, and with makhweyana, you have to play with your feedback.
Mm.
So, in playing with the feedback, ama engineers amaningi bathuke ngathi so kuba exposure ukuthi I sound yaba yikho right, kanti wena nje you fighting with the feedback that uzama ukukhipha iculo ngomakhweyana wakho. There are challenges like those, but they are being overcome khona manje because the technology na iyakhula. So we getting to hear umakhweyana ngenye indlela ye different. Yeah, understand?
Yes.
So uyakwazi ku amplify manje, ukwazi ukuthi uzwakale nawo njengamanye ama instruments.
Wow. Mom sesiphetha. Abafisa ukuthola umculo wakho nabafisa ukulandela lawo sokuperforma khona bangakuthola up, and maybe also share ama contact details if there are people who want to reach out to you, and also just and the last one, share your events calendar with Lim Ganjan, because I'll always want to be there whenever you perform me.
Kona manje, umculo wami yathengisa KZNSA Gallery. Phela kwendawo kwamanje sathengisa kuyona e-physical, otherwise uyithola kuma-online platforms njengo-CD Baby. Uyathola Spotify, wona ungithola through CD Baby. Ngiyamsaba Spotify because we haven't found a formula that pays ama artists esebenzayo ngawo, uyabona. So I rely mostly on selling my CDs when I'm doing live concerts. And right now in the studio, I'm cooking. It's beautiful. I wish I could tell more about it, but it's a beautiful experience. It involves nokufunda at the same time. Lo muntu abantu engisebenzisana nabo this time around bayangifundisa a lot. Uyabona nangempilo, nanga umculo lo, uyabona. And on Wednesday I'll be at UKZN at the Jazz Center. So ngajabula mangase abalandeli beze kanjalo ngokuningi babo. That would really be nice. I'll share maybe a song or two from my new album. And I'm just looking forward to sharing love with people.
Siyabonga kakhulu ma, and ngicela kube wena ointroducer lengoma le, the one that's gonna play. I think ile ngicela yona, ngicela ungipha nje ingoma ngizilale zonke, but this one I want you to introduce this one.
Yebo. Elena ke ingoma, it is a song that is very close to my heart.
Mm.
I've never seen such poverty in my country like I see now. I've never seen desperation and young people having nothing to do, nowhere to go, and like nothing to turn to. And yet, when I look at my country, it's got everything. You know, we plant any seed and it grows. So this song came like that. Umzanza showed imbula. There's rain, but God has a saswela man. We understand that. So kushukuthi there is this person okuyena othola inzuzo when everyone else is hungry.
Mm.
It's called Mzanzi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ma, sibonge ngesikhathi sakho nje ukuthi usihloniphe ukwazi ukuba khona namhlanje.
And thank you for having me. I hope everyone is safe. The wind that is blowing outside is so heavy. I hope everyone is warm and safe.
Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Ngiyabonga nami.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.